The theme for today of peace can't wait is one that I feel deep within my bones. Every time I see another reminder of suffering, there is this urgency in my soul longing for God's peace to cover the earth. Maybe sometimes you feel that too. This world is so full of pain and hardship that peace can't wait. How can we hold this tension of the pain and longing for peace during this Advent season? I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day is the title of my sister's favorite Christmas carol. And it's in my top favorites as well. And to some, it might seem an odd choice. The words are kind of old-fashioned and the language isn't inclusive. The first verse says, "I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men." This tune has a thread of sadness running through it, and it speaks to the tension that so many of us feel at this time of year, with the cheerful Christmas carols and the bright lights in the midst of many experiencing struggle and difficulty. When my sister was here a couple weeks ago for my ordination, she told me a story about this song from her years in seminary. They were having their annual Christmas carol night with her fellow students at the Divinity School, and each person was able to choose only one verse of their favorite Christmas song to sing with the whole group. So when it came time for my sister to pick, she chose "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day," and she picked the third verse. So in the midst of singing cheerful verses from "Joy to the World," "Silent Night," "The First Noel," they sang this. "And in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth," I said, "for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And in the moment of the joyful festivities, knowing my sister and her personality, her classmates all sort of chuckled at the melodrama of my sister's song choice. And yet, I think that tension of the despair that Christmas can't quite eclipse lives with us all during the holiday season. There are days that we bow our heads in despair at the lack of peace around us and the strength of hate in our world. And to name that in a Christmas song is quite powerful, which I think is why it's my sister's favorite. The Isaiah text from this morning gives us this image of a shoot coming up from a stump, the stump of Jesse, and the promise that this shoot will bear fruit of wisdom and justice and peace. Now, I've heard this Isaiah passage as many times, maybe as many Advents as I've sat through or more, but I never really noticed this image of the stump. It's there at the beginning of the passage, and I just kind of glossed over it and didn't really think about it a whole lot. But as I was writing this sermon this week, I took some time to stop and contemplate this image. And I found it reminding me of images of stumps from my past. I remember my grandparents cutting down a tree in their yard when I was just a little girl. It was a large, beautiful oak tree that was constantly dropping acorns and leaves into their above-ground pool, something that really irritated my grandfather, who had to constantly be cleaning them out. But as a small child, I loved this tree, as I loved all trees, and when they chopped it down, I remember feeling very sad. I remember the sound of the chainsaw. I remember walking by the stump afterwards, remembering the tree that used to be there and was no more. Stumps are a reminder of loss and death. And when we look at them, we don't generally see hope for a new day or new life. We see what was taken from us. I think there are stumps of despair all around us, reminders of violence, wrongs done, hatred carried out, trees of hope and peace that are cut down by racism, white supremacy, bigotry, hatred, and greed. We see the stumps that are left behind and bow our heads, saying, there is no peace on earth. In the same way, this metaphor of the stump of Jesse was a reminder of what had been taken from the people of Israel. They were scattered, exiled, and their hope of a leader who would lead them in peace and prosperity had been hacked down like a beautiful tree. But Isaiah tells the people not to despair, that a branch will spring up from this abandoned stump, and that it will bear fruit, and there will be peace in the land. When I think of a branch springing up from a stump and bearing fruit, I think of the fig tree that Pat and I used to have in our flower bed. It was really barely surviving. This isn't a great climate for fig trees. So since it was taking up so much space and it wasn't really bearing fruit, we decided to just cut it down. And let me tell you, we really went at that thing. It took a lot of effort. We went at it with shovels and shears, anything we had, and we were very, very thorough. Thought we got all the roots and everything out. But still, months later, as I was out weeding in the flower bed, I would find these fig leaves sprouting up out of the soil. And as I would dig to figure out where these leaves were coming from, it wasn't necessarily from the roots of the tree, but there would be these tiny pieces of branch or stump that had been left in the ground and had germinated and sprouted. That tree was determined to come back and bear fruit. I think that's the image Isaiah wants to give us with this stump of Jesse, this symbol of peaceful community of God's people growing and flourishing once more. Peace can't wait. It will keep coming back to us. After the pain and destruction, it will sprout again. And it may take several years of rebuilding before we actually see fruit on those branches of peace, but the fruit will come. Peace is persistent. We will see a new day. Isaiah invites us to look at the stumps in our own lives, in our communities, in our world, and believe that peace will spring forth out of them. And not just any peace, but a peace that brings justice to the poor of the earth who are suffering from corporate greed, climate change, systemic racism, classism, sexism, militarism, all of the isms. This peace will be all-encompassing. A peace where creation lives in harmony, and a little child will lead them. Maybe a child like the children here this morning. Can you imagine such a world? A world free from human violence, even free from animals attacking one another? A world in which a child leader does not prove their might by dominating or killing lions or bears, but by transforming them into friendly creatures that live in harmony with one another. In this world, Isaiah states, even babies play with snakes and they don't get hurt. Now we know it's not snakes, really, that threaten our babies most of the time, at least not in our world. In our world, it's gun violence and white supremacy. It's pollution and climate change. They leave stumps of despair all around us, so it becomes hard to see the potential for new life and for flourishing. Can we, with Isaiah, believe that peace can flourish among us? If you look at the front of your bulletin cover, you'll see art that depicts this shalom-filled world. This artwork was inspired by the Isaiah passage that we read this morning, and it was created especially for this Advent series of What Can't Wait. The artist, Liesl Gwynn Garrity, wrote this reflection on her experience creating this piece. The image of the stump of Jesse might have knocked the air out of all of those first hearing these words. The stump represented the end of the Davidic dynasty, the family line believed to carry Yahweh's goodness. The monarchy was either thwarted by the Babylonian Empire or the Assyrian Empire. Historically, we're not exactly sure which one. But regardless, Isaiah names what no one wants to say out loud. Jerusalem's political future feels dead, cut off, and stunted by despair. The image of a stump might accurately represent how we feel about our own future. Greenhouse gases and rising sea levels. No place, schools, sanctuaries, theaters, malls is safe from mass shooting attacks. Our government leaders fight like lions and wolves, starving for dominance. We also need Isaiah's vision for a reordered world where creation exists in harmony and not as a threat to itself. When reading this poetry of peace, I found myself pausing at the line, "And a little child shall lead them," Isaiah 11:6. The example of Naomi Wadler came to mind. After the Parkland, Florida school shooting, Naomi, an 11-year-old at the time, organized a walkout at her elementary school to honor victims of gun violence. In addition to those slain in Parkland, Naomi and her fifth grade classmates also recognized people of color who are killed by gun violence every day and never make news headlines. Naomi went on to speak courageously before crowds in Washington, D.C., and on TV shows about the need for gun reform. And when she spoke, she held the nation and much of the world captive with her passion, her insight, and her urgency. Where is new life shooting up? Perhaps in the places where God can't wait for peace. Perhaps in the voices of our children who urge us to find a better way. End quote. Peace is persistent. Peace can't wait. Like broken fig branches determined to sprout or children determined to change the world, peace will not wait. The call for peace is growing in you, in me, in the desolate places where only stumps remain. This week, take the time to look around. Where is peace cropping up unexpectedly? Where are the places where God can't wait for peace? And where is God calling you to partner with her in creating peace on earth? God can't wait. Peace can't wait. And neither should we. As we cling to that image of the God who can't wait for peace on earth, I want to leave you with the last two verses of "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." Feel free to sing along with me if you know them. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does she sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to all. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to all. May it be so.